It says zero.
Welcome back
to the oil of my midos, to the oil of my kavod. We're in the bottom of Ayin Gimel. V'kol masha katavnu la'ayil, everything we've written earlier, shayich le'inyan kavod abanim. It all relates to the concept of honoring the children. Yesh echoshim she'ein tzurichim l'hinahek b'kavodim b'neim. Some people think you don't really have to act respectfully and with kavod to the children. It's the opposite. The Torah obligates the children to honor the parents. They think their children are like acquired to them. Because they were partners in their creation. They think that also. Or children in general. They don't need to be honored. It's all a big mistake. We have to honor everybody. The kavachomer lebanenu, all the more so our children. Shekvodim tului meod banu, because their honor, their self-esteem depends on us. Kmo shekatavnu, our children need us. Our children need our love, our respect, our kavod to build them up to be healthy, functioning human beings. V'vaday ha'horim omrim lebanim ma lasot. Of course, parents have to tell kids what to do. V'chas v'shom im lahefech, and chas v'shom not the opposite. That's the opposite extreme. The kids don't tell the parents what to do. The parents tell the kids what to do. Aval sarich la'agil lahem bekavod. But it has to be related with honor, bebakasha, v'nachas, the request, in a very pleasant way. V'lo kamo adom la'avadov. And not like a master to his slave. V'ze gam mechanech otam eichem srichem lehinaheg imachem. And this will also teach our children how to act with others. If we set up the proper role modeling, this proper tone, the proper speech in our homes, our children will then know how to relate to the rest of the world. We have to make sure to pay attention to their needs. If a child is crying, his tears are the same as everybody else's tears. They said in the name of the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great father of the Musar movement, if you take a candy away from a baby, a young kid, it's as if you've taken the whole world away from him. We have to understand, adults, they have things that are important to them. And ketanim, small people, young people, they have what's important to them. Goes both ways. It's just cruelty and stupidity to think, Amaha yelad boche, oh, what's he crying about? Halo devar ze enu chashuv. It's not important. We can't chas v'shalom belittle our children or younger kids. Oh, what are they crying about? It's just a baby. Who cares? Chas v'shalom, that's cruelty. V'vaday harbe parmim srichim shelo l'payis otam b'mashem rotzim. Certainly, many times, we need to make sure that we don't appease them with what they want. Kedei l'ramdam l'chancham. We have to teach them and educate them. You can't give your kids everything. You can't make them spoiled, entitled kids. You have to say no sometimes. We always have to feel their pain and never ignore it. Never hide our eyes away from it. And it's upon us to praise the strengths and talents of our children. It's an obligation to inform them of their strengths, of their great kishronos. Shem lo kein, because if the parents don't do that, lo yakiru me'atzma mahu malosein v'kochoteim. They're not going to recognize by themselves what are their strengths, what are their talents, what do they could bring to the world. V'rachmanos alabanim shahorim einu mechazkim otam. It's such a sad thing, rachmanos on the children, that the parents don't strengthen them. V'heim o'od nitzachim shahachirim yakiru b'maloteim u'b'kochoteim. And they very much need others to recognize them for who they are. It's so sad. If the parents, that's the primary job, is to build up the child, then if that's lacking, they're going to need somebody else. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send a messenger in their place to fill the place of the parents, to strengthen them and to encourage them.